This is WLRN News. I'm Tim Padgett, and this is the Latin America Report.
Okay. Y el Latin Grammy es para patria y vida.
Earlier this week, we looked at how the song Patria y Vida helped fuel the unprecedented anti-government protests in Cuba this year, and how those protests helped Patria y Vida reap rewards like the Latin Grammy for Song of the Year it won Thursday night. Latin America's new protest music wave arguably started 2 years ago in Puerto Rico. Songs like Afilando los Cuchillos, or Sharpening the Knives, by rappers Bad Bunny, Residente, and Ile, helped anti-corruption demonstrators force the resignation of the U.S. territory's governor.
Los supuestos bandoleros están acusados de fraude, robo, lavado de dinero, con todo lo que han robado estos politiqueros.
Countries across the region, like Chile, are feeling the effects of the trend. Rapper Ana Tijoux, with protest songs including Cacerolazo, is credited with helping win voter approval for the draft of a new and more democratic Chilean constitution. Latin American music expert Lily Blanco, a Cuban-American singer-songwriter in Miami, says the synergy between musicians and protesters is likely to grow in a region where reform is frustrating. At best.
One is saying, you know what, I'm with you, and the other one saying, yeah, they're with us. When you do that, you're telling them, keep fighting, and you're giving them the lyrics, the words to use, and it happens to be melodic, and it happens to be really, really genuine. I think that that changes societies for sure.
Today, WLRN intern Elliot Rodriguez tells us how protest music is helping protesters change Colombian society.
In Colombian slang, chimbita means beautiful girl. Chimbita is the title of a song by one of Colombia's hottest recording artists, Salomón Viada Hoyos, known as Fade. And it's been adopted by Colombians protesting, among other things, a tax increase proposed by their conservative government earlier this year, when people were dealing with the economic hardships of a pandemic. At one Solidarity protest march in New York last May, a sign in Spanish said the only chimbita, or beautiful thing, would be a better government in Colombia.
It was like a super sad moment for me. It's like people are fighting for his rights.
I interviewed Fade last month. He now lives in Miami. That moment he's referring to is last spring and summer, when Colombians took to the streets in mass demonstrations against economic inequality, and when human rights groups say scores of those protesters, including teenagers, were being killed by riot cops.
I feel naked that moment, but I was like, yo, I cannot do nothing. And I think that the only way that I can do something for my country was like raising my voice. That's the only thing that I know how to do well, create a song describing what's happening in my country.
Me dan ganas de llorar viendo la pantalla de mi celular. Cuando van a parar, wow, tumbos tienen que parar.
So in his Miami studio one afternoon in May, in a spontaneous burst, Fade wrote and recorded a short but riveting hip-hop protest song, SOS Colombia. He posted it on Instagram and it went viral. It urges Colombia's government to stop, quote, killing the youth, and it complains that living in Colombia today means carrying a cross. Fade also implores demonstrators not to fire back at police. That word neas, meaning homies or guys from the barrio, is an example of how Fade incorporates Colombian street slang into his music. He told me he wants his songs to sound like the barrio of Medellin, where he grew up.
I'm always trying to put that Colombian thing, something that people can feel, you know, just human stuff. And I feel so proud of that, you know, because I came from there, you know, I came from the bottom. I came from a super cool hood, playing soccer in the streets and everything. And that culture has a super huge spotlight right now.
Colombia's barrio culture is in that spotlight largely because of the anti-government street protests, which have been erupting off and on for 2 years now. That in turn made Fade an especially credible voice for the protests because his verses connect with the grievances inside those tough working class neighborhoods. Carlos Naranjo heads the expat activist group Colombian Progressives in Miami, which has held rallies here in support of the Colombian protests, one of which Fade took part in.
The fact that he imbues his music with those colloquialisms of the country is just really powerful, because the uprising is about the immense social and economic disparities in Colombia.
Naranjo also feels Fade's SOS Colombia resonated for Colombians the way this year's protest anthem, Patria y Vida, did for Cubans.
I mean, it was immense. You know, we have mega stars that are a little bit timid when it comes to those pronouncements. And here we have a rising new star, a reggaetonero from the barrio, saying those type of things.
What also drives Fade and his popularity is what he calls his mission to take reggaeton back to its grittier street roots, to its origins, which can be found in Puerto Rico in the 1990s, and his tradition of telling the stories of Latin American barrio communities.
I grew up listening to reggaeton of that era. And to go back and do your music in that way, for me, is like a dream.
Last summer, Fade postponed the release of his latest album, Inter Shibuya La Mafia, because he didn't think it was right to promote it during the protests in Colombia. Fans were impressed with that decision and rewarded him for it. The reggaeton love ballad from the album, Si Tu Supieras, or If You Knew, hit number one in Colombia when it was released later in August. Si tu supieras todo lo que yo he hecho solo pa ver si te olvido. Whoa. Other hip-hop artists have joined in, like the Afro-Colombian group Choquiptown, who've put short, edgy anti-government clips on social media. And the protests and protest music phenomenon in Colombia and Latin America isn't just happening across countries, but also across genres. Popular Colombian singer Adriana Lucia, who's better known for pop than hip-hop, added her voice this year with a moving anthem called No Hay Una Vida Que No Nos Duela, or There's No Life Lost Without Pain for Us. In Latin America right now, there seems to be no protest without protest music. No hay una vida que no nos duela. I'm Elliot Rodriguez in Miami.
And I'm Tim Padgett. This is WLRN News.